Relax, relax, relax. Yeah. And what I want to do today is this year, this time of year, I like to give you a word. And I want you, I'm going to start spelling it for you. And I want you to try and see if you can guess what the word is. All right. So, the first letter of this word is A. And the thing about
A,
that's right. What this means, what?
Angels.
Oh, they got it already. They said angels. That's right. That's exactly what we're talking about today. And so the A means that angels announce. Now I'm going to ask you to remember these. The angel A means the angels announce God's message. And do you remember all around Christmas time, the angels were announcing. The angels appeared to Joseph, didn't they? And the angel appeared to Joseph and told him that Mary was going to have a baby, but that the name of the baby should be called Jesus, because he will take the sins away from his people. He will save his people from their sins. And then the angel appeared to give the message to Mary. And Mary was told that the son to be born would be the Son of the Most High God. And where else did the angels show up that first Christmas? Do you remember? That's right, the shepherds. And they went out to the angelic host. The angelic host proclaimed, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among men with God, with whom God is well pleased." And so the angels announce, that's the A, they announce the good news, the message of the coming of Christ. Now, let's see. The N-N-A-N means they're not humans. So angels are not people. Sometimes people are confused and they think that angels are people. And so they think that sometimes when somebody passes away, they become angels. Well, they don't. Angels are specially created beings. And yet they are more powerful. They're different than we are. They're more powerful and mighty. That's what we're told in 2 Peter chapter 2. And so angels, what do angels, what's the A mean? Angels announce. You can say, they what? Announce. That's right, they announce. And N is what? N is that they're not people. What's the next letter? A-N. By the way, I forgot to ask you, are you ready for Christmas?
Yeah.
Are you excited?
Well, tomorrow is Christmas.
I know. Isn't that amazing?
Tomorrow is spring.
Oh, Christmas Eve. That's right. So, back to our story. G is the fact that there are good angels and bad angels. Good angels and bad angels. Because there was an angel who rebelled against God at one time in the ancient past. And his name, Lucifer and Satan, and other angels rebelled as well. So there are bad angels, but God protects us from the bad angels. But there are good angels, and the good angels do many things. They help God's people. In fact, in the book of Hebrews, it says, "Are not all angels ministering spirits sent to serve those who will inherit salvation?" And so angels help God's people in their time of need. Angels also protect God's people. Remember in the story of Lot when the angel led the people of God, led Lot out of Sodom to keep them from being destroyed? And Jesus was helped by an angel in the wilderness when he was being tempted. And also he was helped by an angel in the Garden of Gethsemane. So angels are there to glorify God and to help God's people. So, let's review. A, angels announce the good news. N, they are not people. G, there are good angels and bad angels. Now, E, what could the E be? Well, here it is. Angels are everywhere. They're everywhere. You know, we can't see them, but they are everywhere. And sometimes they appear, and they can be seen, for example, when they appear to the shepherds, but most of the time we can't see them, but they are everywhere. Now, A, is they what?
Angel.
Yes, that's right. They announce God's message. The N is they're not people. The G is there are good angels and bad angels. The E is everywhere. And the L is there are lots of angels. Now, how many angels do you think there are?
A thousand
angels? Really? Oh, that's a lot of angels. What? It's a lot.
100 angels.
100 angels? Could you imagine seeing 100 angels at one time?
100.
Yes.
100 in a million?
Oh, you're getting closer. You're getting closer. Listen to what the Bible says about how many angels there are. Revelation 5:11. I looked and heard the voice of many angels. That's not enough. Numbering thousands upon thousands and 10,000 times 10,000.
10,000?
Yes. Do you know 10,000 times 10,000? Do you know, I had to look this up. Do you know how much 10,000 times 10,000 is?
10 million.
It's more than that.
10 billion.
Well, not that many. There might be that many. I don't know.
100 million.
Thank you very much. That's right. 100 million angels. 10,000 times 10,000. And I'm sure that's just to tell us that there are so, so many angels.
This would be two already.
Yes, I know. In Hebrews 12:22, it says, "You've come to Mount Zion, to the heavenly Jerusalem, the city of the living God. You have come to thousands upon thousands of angels in joyful assembly, to the church of the firstborn whose names are written in heaven. You have come to God, the judge of all men, to the spirits of righteous men made perfect." So there are lots and lots of angels out there to do God's will and to accomplish his purpose. Now, let's review. Angels, A, they announce God's message. N, they're not people.
Not people.
No. G, there's good and bad angels. E,
lots of them.
They're everywhere. They're everywhere. That's an excellent. What's L? There are lots of them. That's right. Now, the S is something that we think about angels a lot. What do the angels do when they appear to the shepherds? Yes.
Sing.
They sing. They sing. Listen to this. It says in Revelation 5, "I looked and heard the voice of many angels. They encircled the throne and the living creatures and the elders. In a loud voice they sang." They sang. "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and praise." And so they sang. And so don't you think it's right that some of our Christmas carols talk about angels singing? Can you think of Christmas carols that talk about angels? "Hark the Herald Angel Sings."
Joy.
What?
Joy to the World.
Joy to the World. I'm sure it mentions angels in there. Yes?
I don't want it.
Okay, here. I'll take it. I think your parents know who you are. So, just so they don't take me home by mistake. Just note that, staff. I'm not going home with the Hipschmidts today. Okay. All right. That's fine. We'll just leave it at that. But hark the herald angels sing. Angels we have heard on high. Angels from the realms of glory. Lots of angels singing and singing. And they sang to the shepherds, didn't they, in the fields outside of Bethlehem. They sang about the glory of God. And do you know what's exciting about singing? I'll tell you what. I wish all of you, you know what? You're going to have a chance to do this. Because in a minute, when we sing our closing carol, you're going to stay up here with me. And one of the great things is that when I get to stand up here, I get to listen to everybody sing. And it's amazing. And it's loud. It's loud. And it's wonderful. But not too loud. But it's perfect. And so imagine, though, that when we sing, the Bible says in that Hebrews passage, it says that when we sing, we are joining the angels. We're joining.
I just want the candy cane.
I know.
You're being. The stickers on you.
Thank you. I know. Yeah, I know. The candy canes are coming for sure.
Can I have that down?
Would you like it back? Okay.
I would like mine back.
There you go. There you go.
I would like mine back.
Oh, you may have it.
I would like mine back.
You may have it. Oh, you don't want yours back?
Yeah.
I'll keep it then. That's fine.
I don't want mine back.
It's something to remember the service by today.
I don't want mine.
Yeah, thank you very much.
It's crumbled up.
There'll be lots of crumbled paper tomorrow, too. So. Now, there's one last thing I want to tell you. One last thing, and then we're finished. And then, after the service, out in the narthex, I'll give you candy canes, okay?
Candy canes.
Yeah. Well, there's a word that we use a lot that has the word angel in it.
I both not?
Angel.
The angels sing.
Actually, there's something we think about angelism. Angelism. And there are angelists in the world today. But there's a word that goes, a couple of letters that go in front of that, evangelism. It's the same word from which
yeah,
we get our word.
My name tag, it's in the candy cane.
Okay. And so the good news is that we get to be God's messengers too. And when we sing and rejoice and have the opportunity to give God's message, we're joining with the angels. And so let me pray for us now and thank him for that. Father, thank you that you've given us the privilege of being your ambassadors and messengers in this world too. Thank you for the angels who proclaimed the birth of our Savior. And we're so grateful that this good news was proclaimed by the prophets and then by the angels and then became true in the birth of our Savior who lived and died and rose again for us. Thank you that now we can sing songs of joy, joining the angelic host in heaven, as we will do right now. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.